When you tell someone how you believe in God, some questions are likely to come back to you. Some will ask how you came to your faith with a sincere curiosity. That's your time as a child of God to show them the way to His Word, His love, and His grace. Others, they can be more dismissive. They might ask, how could you believe in some old man in the sky that's responsible for everything? Those are the people who can't see things past the physical realm. The concept of heaven is spiritual. I mean, when you're in an airline jet 30,000 feet in the sky and you look out the window at the clouds, you're not going to see God checking in on a hospital in Seattle or see your dearly departed Aunt Ethel waving to you. Then there are those who ask, how can you believe and worship someone you can't even see? Well, as the more modern saying goes, that's what we do. Paul teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, while we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And technically, God is not invisible. We're reminded of this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, referring to Jesus. He, meaning Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn, over all creation. Then when we go to John chapter 14, verses 9 and 10, this is Jesus saying to Philip, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. God is also seen through the works of the faithful. This is a lesson from Jesus, which we find in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This brings a story to mind. Midwest town, heavy rain, flood water starting to rise. Police drive up to this one house, a guy sitting on the front porch. They say, come on in, we'll take you to shelter and safety. Man says, no, thank you, I have my Bible, I have my prayers, my faith. God will protect me. They try to convince him to go. They can't, so they just move on. The rain continues. The floodwaters rise even more. Now the man's looking out of the window of his second floor. This time the police show up in a boat. They call him, jump on in. We'll take you to the safety shelter, get you out of danger. Man says back to the police, no, thank you. I have my Bible. I have my prayers. I have my faith. God will protect me. They keep trying to convince him. Keep trying. He just won't go, so they move on. Rain continues. The floodwaters rise even further. Now the man is standing on the very top of the roof of his house. This time the police come back with a helicopter. They drop down a rope ladder to him. They call down, climb on to the ladder. We'll pull you up to safety and take you away from this danger. Man hollers back, no, thank you. I have my Bible. I have my prayers. I have my faith. God will protect me. Getting so dangerous, the police just have to give up trying to convince him. And they get out of there. The rain continues. The floodwaters rise. The man drowns, dies, goes to heaven. After he goes through the pearly gates, he seeks out God, finds him and says, God, my Father, my Lord, I had my Bible, I had my prayers, I had my faith. Why didn't you protect me? God looks at him and says, hey, I gave you a cop car, a boat, and a helicopter. What more do you want? If you can't see God, maybe you're just not looking hard enough.